October 20th, 2009, some of the most innovative thinkers in the world of social media will gather at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio for Summit Up, a social media confab. In this podcast, Kevin Dugan, the first presenter at the event, provides a preview of his presentation, What's Your Story? For more information on Summit Up, visit summitup.org. Kevin Dugan is the Director of Marketing at Empower Media Marketing in Cincinnati, Ohio, the author of the blog Strategic Public Relations, a contributor to the Bad Pitch blog, both of which are ranked in Ad Age's Power 150. He is a leader, a visionary communicator, a UD flyer, and one of the many talented professionals who will be presenting it October 20th at Summit Up, a social media confab at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, David. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, a little bit of time out of there in Mount Adams down there in Cincinnati to talk to me today.
No problem. Glad to do it.
Well, you'll be presenting at Summit Up. I get to be the MC, so I get to be the first guy to hold the mic, and gladly I'm only there for a second, and I get to turn it over to you as the leadoff hitter for the day. So what in the heck are you going to be talking about?
Well, the title of my presentation is What's Your Story? And, you know, it all kind of revolves around, you know, we're in a period of forced change right now, and a lot of the old ways of marketing, you know, the conventional ways of marketing aren't working. And there's also, you know, what I've identified as sort of a paradox of social media. You know, I mean, social media is obviously, goes without saying, you know, very technology-based, so you get into some of the internet concepts of always on, 24/7, you know, but there's some paradoxes that kind of come up when you realize that, you know, this is really designed to bring humans together, not just keep them online. I think a lot of people forget that. That's the ultimate goal. To me, you know, social media is a circuit that really isn't completed until you're meeting folks in person, you know, like we've done many times. You know, moving out from there, I'll outline some other parts of that paradox. But at the end of the day, I feel that storytelling is a really good way to deal with that paradox and really make social media more effective, a more effective part of your marketing plan. And task then is to just kind of give some examples of what that means, you know, just kind of do some basic review of some of the elements of storytelling, you know, how that fits into social media, and some examples of some stories I've seen told out there that through social media that I think are helping people out, and then some takeaways from that as well that the audience can use to apply to their own situations.
What do you think some of the key takeaways, you know, sort of the, hey, if you can only remember a couple things from this presentation, here's what I think they should be?
Well, I think, you know, one of the first ones is, you know, take this approach and start looking at your own efforts. You know, I mean, the definition that I always pull, this presentation was pretty heavily influenced by The Elements of Persuasion. It's a book by Richard Maxwell and Robert Dickman. And they are keen to say that a story is a fact wrapped in emotion. And so, you know, I think for a lot of the B2B folks, too, traditionally you think, well, you know, there's six people on average involved in a B2B purchase. You know, it's specs and things of that nature. It's a very logical decision. But, you know, I think far too often B2B people pull the emotion out. And I think there's some really great stories to tell in B2B. You know, it's the backbone to me it's a backbone industry, you know, and one that doesn't get enough credit, in my opinion. But I think that taking a look at storytelling is a smart option for them and a way to kind of connect better with their customers via social media. I mean, the whole concept about social media is that it's supposed to humanize these brands. And to me, one of the best ways to do that is to tell your brand's story. And some of the other takeaways from that, well, you know, how do you do that? One of the things I feel that people should start doing is storyboard your creative brief. You know, literally take a creative brief, which is a very logical document with proof points, but then, you know, storyboard that. What does that look like laid out as a story? You know, and then how does that start to look across your marketing efforts? You know, some of the stories I think people will be interested in hearing a little bit more about include some stories of some nonprofits, one of which you United Way, I worked with in helping them kind of shift their strategy and tell their story through social media. I'll be walking through that. And additionally, I'll be talking about Union Terminal down here in Cincinnati, which is has an issue up for vote, and you know, they need some tax dollars approved, and they are using social media to really switch that conversation around, you know, all tapping into everybody's memories of Union Terminal, because it is such an iconic building down here in Cincinnati, and using that as a way to kind of help address why we should approve that issue.
That's great. That I mean, really thought-provoking stuff. Very, very current. I am really excited. I think that's going to be a great start to the day.
Oh, great. Thank you. I hope so.
It's exciting to me, too, because I think having seen a number of the folks there present on different occasions and a lot of people I haven't seen, one of the things I know is everybody is exceptionally talented and a lot of different views being brought to the table, but also a lot of very different styles and mindsets. Yes. Which to me is going to make this a really interesting day. Who is it that you're interested in seeing speak at the event?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Chris Brogan, so I'm looking forward to finally meeting him in person and hearing him speak. You know, I'm reading Trust Agents right now, and it's a really good book. It's kind of helping me solidify some of my thoughts around social media. But, you know, Artie, I'm looking forward to meeting Artie and hearing him speak. You know, there's a lot of folks really on the docket. I mean, I'm going to be taking as many notes as I'm going to be presenting, I think. At the end of the day, it looks like a really good lineup.
Yeah, I really can't wait. I just am so excited. Well, in your opinion, why do you think it would be worth someone's time to take a day to come to an event like Summit Up?
You know, I think if you look at the agenda for the day, I mean, you've got some really good tracks, you've got some really good keynote speakers. I just don't see how you can fit that much education, you know, and insight into a day, and you know, in any other seminar that I've seen or conference that I've seen, it's always tough. You know, you seem to have a lot of people talking about the same things, but what really impresses me is the diversity of the speakers, as you've mentioned before, and you can really come out of there getting your more than your money's worth.
Well, Kevin, I cannot wait to see you on the 20th of October, as well as everybody else. And again, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and looking very much forward to seeing you present at Summit Up.
Thanks, David. I look forward to it, too.
All right.